The scholarship secret no one talks about. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 153. It's storming outside as I speak to you from my Athletic Scholarship Podcast studios. And oh my, I'll tell you, it's been an interesting summer here because I'm the kind of guy who likes to have his grass look like a baseball field. I like to crisscross cut my grass. And I have a hard time here in North Carolina. I'm learning that in the summers, grass just doesn't grow real well. In fact, it kind of burns up. So we're having storms outside, thunderstorms. I don't know if you can hear it right now. And I love it because the rain is falling. I call it free water. Water my grass so I can really cut it and manicure it. Anyway, what does it have to do with athletic scholarships? Nothing, but it helps you get a little bit insight on me and my quirks. This episode, I've got something I want to share with you that I call it the scholarship secret no one talks about. And I'm going to open some things up to you may have not thought of before that could be pivotal in getting you that scholarship. So we'll get to that in a moment. I am John Fugler. I'm your athletic scholarship coach, a dad of two scholarship athletes, and also the CEO of Recruit Me. I'm a podcaster, a speaker, and an author. And today, right now, unabashedly, I'm going to make you hit the books. You got to hit the book. One book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, A Complete College Recruiting Roadmap for High School Athletes and Parents. Please go get this. If you haven't already, read it. If you have it, reread it. Use this summertime. This is my summer podcasting series. I want to help you maximize the summer. Please use the summer. Get into this book. Read it. Talk about it. Apply it. It's a step-by-step approach to athletic scholarships. Oh, please get it. A lot of families have. You can get it on Amazon, Kindle, paperback. You can also get it on Audible. I encourage you to get the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Had this out a couple years. It's helping families all around the world. And here's our tip of the week from the playbook. It's on page 75. Every time you enter a new season, send your schedule as an update to the coaches. This will give coaches an opportunity to see you compete if they're in the vicinity where you are competing. You never know when they'll be nearby looking at prospects. That's a tip. You'll find it in the playbook. Okay, I've got three stories to tell you that illustrate the point that I want to make about this best-kept scholarship secret. No one talks about this, and I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited about this because as I share it with you and the light goes on, you're going to be going, well, I never thought about that. I never thought about it that way. But yeah, that really makes sense. It really makes sense. And not only does this make sense, it will work for you to help you get an athletic scholarship. My first story comes from, about 30 plus years ago, I was working with an advertising agency, local agency, and we had car dealerships as our clients. Not individual car dealerships, but a group of car dealerships. This was early on when you never really saw that happen. All the car dealers were in different parts of the town. And if you know anything about car dealers, they're worse than athletes. They are competitive. I mean, they were all probably athletes anyway, football players. And they really knew how to grind it out. And man, these car dealers were ruthless against each other. Well, this group of car dealerships, they were lined up side by side in this one part of town, and it was the auto center. More and more dealerships came in, and instead of spreading out, they came together because they realized that together, if they stay together, all their dealerships would increase sales. The tide would rise for all the dealerships because people would come buying a car and everybody get their share, but they'd keep them all in one, this geographical area, and these 10 car dealerships would all win. As an advertising agency, what we had to do is we advertised for the association, for the auto center, and had an opportunity to meet with all the dealers individually and together. It was like herding cats. I got to admit that, but it really worked. And it's been going for the last 30 plus years at the same location. And they were one of the first to do that. Now you see all around in any town you go into, you see groups of dealers, competing dealers, on the same street, the same neighborhood. You just go from one to the other and shop for your car. They realize that instead of just competing, and they do compete against each other, they work together. They collaborate. They collaborate. And that collaboration took them to the next level. They were able to collaborate and learn from each other, use their resources together. There's so many advantages that they found in this collaboration that they still do that today. These most competitive, non-athlete athletes, car dealers. Second one comes from an experience I'm going through right now. I'm part of a media organization, and we've got a grand goal. But not only that, I also head up an association of like-minded organizations that have a goal to change the world. We want to change the world. Each of these organizations is in a niche to be able to do their part in this one common cause. Each organization, there's 15 organizations in this. And over the last 2 years, these organizations have come together into one association to be able to accomplish each organization's overall goal. But we do this together. And I got to tell you, to get the leaders of these organizations together, I mean, the top people coming together to strategize, to work together, to plan, and to execute, we're seeing great progress. The relationships that are being built are phenomenal. What we're learning from each other is fantastic. And we are getting the job done and encouraging each other. And we're doing better on an individual level as an organization, each organization, and as well as the association. This is in the early stages, but we're seeing results because we are collaborating. We're coming together. Third example, think about this. Your Chamber of Commerce in your town. I mean, the Chamber of Commerce wields a lot of power. If you aren't in the Chamber of Commerce as a business owner, that's a bad thing. You realize that even though you're competing against a lot of the businesses that are in the same chamber as you are, you need to be in that chamber because you benefit from that. You learn from other businesses. You pool your resources. The chamber itself is able to provide tools and resources to help you as a business succeed. You become a better businessman because you're in the Chamber of Commerce, and you may be sitting right next to, at the breakfast meeting, right next to somebody else who is a direct competitor. But you stay there. You stay there. You realize you're going to get better. That person's going to get better. Their business is going to get better. All the businesses who really invest in it and take it seriously, they get better in the Chamber of Commerce. So while you're in a competitive situation where it may be your livelihood and you don't want to lose business, you realize that together, collaborating, you are going to get further. Well, what does all this have to do with athletic scholarships? the common word here that I want you to hear is collaboration. It is the scholarship secret that no one talks about. And what does that mean to you, though, as an athlete or as a parent, as a family? What does this have to do with getting an athletic scholarship? And I'm going to bring you some ways that you can become a collaborator that will totally change the way you think, the way you act, and it's going to cause you to do some things even in the next week that you never would have thought of doing. What I want you to do, here's one thing you can do to collaborate, so you have a better shot at getting an athletic scholarship, is this. I want you to call your fiercest competitor in town. I'm speaking to the athletes right now. Parents, you might help your son or daughter. Maybe it's going to be a parent-to-parent thing, but call your fiercest competitor and get together and work out together. Here's how this could play out. Baseball, if you're a pitcher, call on your fiercest hitting competitor, the one that you dread facing during the year, and get together and you throw to him. A softball player, you throw to her if you're the pitcher on your softball team. If you're the hitter, then you're going to see some of the best pitching around in town. If you call on the best pitcher to get together and say, hey, will you throw to me? Give me your best stuff, and I'm going to try to hit it. bring a catcher along, a couple other people if you want the field. But the main thing is you want to see the best. So you're getting somebody who you may only see a couple times during the year, and you're spending a half hour, an hour, come back the next week, do the same thing, and you are facing tough competition. So you take this thing of competition and turn it into collaboration. Think about basketball. How about going one-on-one with your fiercest competitor? One-on-one up to 11. Do that a few times. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to raise your level of ability to the next level. Swimming. Get in the pool. If you got somebody in your race, find somebody who is one of your fiercest competitors. Jump in the pool, race, man, you will both get better. Track, same thing. Golf, play a round of golf together with your fiercest competitor. You're not only going to compete against this individual, man, you're going to start talking. You'll become friends. You'll realize that you're helping out each other, that this may be your best, may become your best friend more than somebody who's on your team. Soccer, same thing. If you're a goalie, get the best, get the top scorer in the league and have him or her come and take shots on you. And you are going to help them because you're a goalie who will try to stop them, and you're good, they're good, you're both going to get better. So get your fiercest competitor, make that phone call and say, hey, let's try something here. I guarantee you they're probably looking for a scholarship too. And you can say, let's do this. I saw this happen with our kids. We never went out and did this, but they ended up playing on club teams with some of the kids that they played against during the year. It was really neat to see them practice together and to face each other. I sure wish I could go back and say, hey, call that kid. Let's get together. Let's spend a couple hours out on the field. Let's become better. Let's collaborate. A second thing you can do, compete on a team outside your area. Compete on a team outside your area. I'm talking about club. Well, let me back up a second here. I said you can apply this summer. This is why this is a summer podcast series, and this is why this is so important, because in the next week, you can make that phone call. You can get together. You can begin doing this. This is a great summer activity. You may not be able to do it other times of the year. So please do that. So compete on a team outside your area. What this does is there's so much familiarity when you're in your own area, competing with the same teammates, against the same people, against the same competitors. Stepping outside your area is different. We did this with our kids, our boys, and they played ball 2.5 hours away in the fall baseball. They were the only two from their area, and they jumped into a team where they really only knew a couple people. And that was it. It was different. It was out of their comfort zone, and yet they faced an entire new set of competitors in that city 2.5 hours away. It really raised their game. They became better. So they were on a team where they're collaborating with new players and competing against new players that really was a collaboration. So step out and compete on a team outside your area. Collaborate with new players, and it will also mature you as a person. And then third, this is for families, parents, and athletes. What I'm going to ask you to do is to meet regularly with other recruiting families. Don't keep it a secret what you're doing. And I encourage them not to keep it a secret with you. Together, you will learn so much in this experience. You will help each other. Meet in person if you can. Start an online community if you need to. Join a Facebook group that may be doing that already. I was thinking about starting one with RecruitMe. I haven't had the time. There's value in learning from each other. You need the encouragement. You need the collaboration. This goes against what you might be thinking. I want to address this right now as we close. You are not competing against each other for a scholarship. All right? Athlete, you're not competing against that other athlete on the other side of town for a scholarship. You're not. The likelihood of you going to the same school, playing the same position, is about zero. You're not competing for that scholarship. You are helping each other get a scholarship. Parents, you're not competing against your son or daughter's teammate. They're not competing against each other for a scholarship. They can help each other. We get so selfish with this when we should be coming together and helping each other out and being successful together. Got to get that out of your mind. You're not competing against each other for a scholarship. That's not happening. Got different interests, different schools you're pursuing, coaches pursuing different athletes. So get that out of your mind. You're pushing each other towards a scholarship. You want to push each other towards that scholarship. All right? So that's it. What's that big secret, the scholarship secret no one talks about? It's collaboration. You see it in life all around you. Think about it. Other places, you've seen collaboration work instead of competition. This is your opportunity to apply it to your athletic scholarship pursuit. As you can tell, I'm pretty excited about this, really enthusiastic. Your homework assignment is make that call to a local competitor. Make that call to a local competitor and see about getting together, making each other better, going up against each other, competing against each other, and at the same time, collaborating. Hopefully that helps and that you have a great week. Promise me, if you do this, if you take this homework assignment seriously, and you do make that call or send that email or whatever you need to do, let me know. Let me know, okay? I want to see you progress. I want to see you make a difference this summer in pursuing your athletic scholarship dream. And this will do it. Okay? God bless you. Talk to you next week.